This year marks RNIB's 150th anniversary. To celebrate, we've been asking the blind and partially sighted community for their stories and experiences of sight loss. We will be sharing these stories over the coming months to document the changes we've seen in the last 150 years. Today, it's the story of Sarah Ledbetter. She says, "I had lots of problems with my eyes growing up. I left school to train as a nursery nurse and was diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa, which meant I couldn't see out of the edges of my eyes. I was given no support for my condition, and when I was 23, I decided to seek medical advice and was registered blind. When I was 34, I undertook long cane training. My guide dog Kiki came into the picture 2 years later, and we've now been working together for 6 years. I became a voluntary campaigner for the RNIB after getting fed up with street clutter, such as tall bins and parked cars. I've also had some issues with train companies and helping blind people off trains, and I've raised money for guide dogs through a tandem skydive. Thanks to the RNIB, I have a much more positive, can-do attitude about my sight condition and life in general." If you're interested in sharing your story, please complete the submission form at www.rnib.org.uk/150stories.